Blog Talk Radio. Positive, uplifting, and helpful. Welcome to the show where you'll get informational and inspirational ideas on how to unleash your potential, get what you want in life, and shine like you're meant to.
Hi, I'm Angela Loeb, and welcome to Be Radiant Radio. Today, I have a fun little program, not too long, just a quick, powerful, I want it to be powerful, dose of inspiration for you, because I feel especially inspired today. I just saw a really cool documentary called If You're Not in the Obit, Eat Breakfast. It takes a look at people who are still vigorous and engaged past the age of 90. It's hosted by Carl Reiner, who recently turned 95, and highlights include him interviewing his show business friends, Dick Van Dyke, Mel Brooks, Norman Lear, Betty White, and others. And he talks with Kirk Douglas, too, who's now 100 years old. And I didn't know this, but even after that stroke he had in 1996, which impaired his speech, Kirk Douglas went on to perform a one-man stage show when he was in his 90s. So it's a very interesting program. And not all those featured in the documentary are interviewed by Carl Reiner. Some of them are just included in the documentary. And there are non-show business people, too. I particularly love the segment with Ida Keeling. She took up running at age 67. And last year, at 100 years old, she set a record for her age group in the 100-meter dash. Yes, you heard me correctly. She's 100 years old and competing in the 100-meter dash in track meets. So this documentary, it proves further to me that it doesn't matter how old you are, what perceived obstacles you might have. It's really important, your outlook and your attitude, so just totally vindicating. And it doesn't matter whether you have an aging body or a physical disability, like Kirk Douglas. I love posting stories like this and others, just posting about inspiring people on my blog, on the Be Radiant blog. So I decided to go through and pull out a few that specifically deal with folks succeeding in spite of these major physical impairments they had to deal with. And I'm going to share some of those stories with you. Some of these folks, you'll know them, and some of them you might not have heard of them before. However, the first one is one I'm pretty sure you'll recognize. She contracted an unknown disease when she was 19 months old, so she was still an infant, and it left her blind and deaf. And later on, she went on to become the first deaf-blind person to earn a Bachelor's of Art degree. And she published 12 books and several articles. She was a political and social activist. And very late in her life, before she passed away at age 88, she was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom by U.S. President Lyndon Johnson. She was Helen Keller. So that's one I'm sure you know. The next person is someone who put a literal as well as a figurative positive spin on his situation. It's about Tommy Holenstein. You see, he wanted to be an artist when he was a kid. But when he broke his neck in a mountain biking accident in 1985, he had no idea that this tragedy was going to lead him to his dreams to become an artist coming true. So what Tommy does, he creates art with his wheelchair. See, a positive spin. Anyway, Tommy Holstein's beautiful abstracts have attracted a lot of attention, and now his art is shown in galleries all over the world. All right, so this one is about how dreams are worth the risk. This young man broke his back in three places in a 1996 parachuting accident, and it was questionable whether he's going to be able to walk again. It took him a year and a half of recovery, rehabilitation, working really hard, and he was finally discharged. 2 years later, when he was 23 years old, he achieved a dream and ended up in the Guinness Book of World Records as the youngest Briton to ever climb Mount Everest. He later went on to lead many expeditions around the world, and he eventually became a motivational speaker, an author, and a television personality who does a lot of survival-type shows like Man vs. Wild. Have you guessed who it is yet? Yes, I am talking about Bear Grylls. And here's a gem I once found in a small collection. It's a motivational mini essays collection, and it's called Anatomy of a Leader, and it's by Carl Mays. You can still find this little booklet. It's one of the successories series, and it's you can find it on Amazon. Anyway, he entitled this particular essay, Run a Strong Race, and it's really my favorite one of all. I just love the story, I always have. Okay, so this person, she was a premature baby, and she weighed only 4.5 pounds. Can you imagine being born 4.5 pounds? But at 4 years of age, she contracted double pneumonia and scarlet fever, and it left her with a left paralyzed leg. And she had a lot of positive influence from her mother. She had courage and determination to initiate a plan for success, as Carl Mays puts it. In her ninth year, she did away with her brace, took it off, and took her first unaided steps. And in high school, she entered a race and finished last, but she didn't quit. With much effort, she began to win races in college, and finally in the Olympics, racing against the greatest female runners of the time, Wilma Rudolph won 3 gold medals. In 1960, she won 3 gold medals. Can you imagine 4.5 pounds at birth? And this was in 1960 when she won her gold medals. Anyway, Carl Mays goes on to say this in his essay. If a child from a poor family who was never expected to walk or even live, not to mention run, can achieve such outstanding results, imagine what you can accomplish if you just make the effort. Having commitment means putting one foot in front of the other and never quitting under any circumstances. The more positive you are, the less inclined you will be to accept the limitations imposed upon you by events, situations, physical conditions, or the attitudes of others. Yes, I couldn't have said it better. And that's it. That's what I wanted to share with you today. Do you feel inspired? I sure hope so. Okay, so go on and get out there. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter what your physical body is telling you. There are things you can accomplish, things that you can do. Get on out there and shine like you're meant to.